2 days. Had a pretty good night on Thursday. What's your assessment of what you saw out of him?
No, I think the same thing you said. Drew did a good job for us. Had a couple nice catches. Made a couple nice plays. He got winded. I don't know if he told you that one. He got a little winded on me, but he did a good job for us. You know, he did a good job of scooping that one ball. Got his hand under it. Give us opportunity to look at it on the TV screen and see that he got a hand under it. And of course, decided to challenge it. We won the challenge. He had a couple of nice blocks. So he was one of the bright spots. He was one of the bright spots from the game.
Any other bright spots from the wide receivers?
Not really. I expect so much from my guys. You know, and it, you know, like Coach says, it doesn't matter if it's a regular season game, is it a preseason game? You compete. You're white. You're Finn. You just keep fighting until you get it done. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I think anytime you get beat, and you get beat, if you get beat, period, you're already frustrated. And when you feel like you got beat badly, it ain't no bright spots. You know what I mean? That's why I said, you know, if we'd won the game, I would have pat Drew on his back. You know, good job. There's no bright spot when you get whipped the way we got whipped. You know what I mean? So a couple guys did okay, and a couple guys hustled and played hard. But I can't tell them we had any bright spots. When you look at the scoreboard, no, there was no bright spots.
You know, Drew Davis and Kevin Cohen are a couple of guys that are competing for that 4 and 5 spot. Do you feel like what Drew accomplished on Thursday is a big step towards maybe securing that number 4 spot?
Well, again, I think Drew's going to always be in our count number. You know what I mean? We've had him. He's been with me now for a couple of years. He played some games for us last year. He scored against Philly. You know, we played the Eagle games, and Harry was down. He went in and scored. Our first third down of the game against Philly, he made a big catch for us to get us first down on the left-hand side. So, you know, Drew's already in that mix pretty good, you know what I mean, because he's been here. He knows how to work. He knows what we're doing. And when the whistle blows on Sunday, Drew knows what's expected of him. You know, other guys are still trying to feel their way through. You know what I mean? And I think it's kind of like jumping in the water. You know, other guys are still trying to put their toes in the water and figure out, should I jump in? Drew know I better jump in. If I'm going to be ahead of this pile, I better jump in. So, Drew, like I said, Drew being here, Kevin being here, the experience, the couple years of being here, that kind of gives them that experience. Kind of, they got a nod. But they always got to understand, too, that every day there's a guy behind them that wants that position, that wants it. Now, it's a good battle. We're having a good time with it, and that's why we keep playing these preseason games, to try to figure out who comes on top eventually. So it's a plus for them that they've got the experience and they're ahead of the game today.
You know, and Harry had that big catch in their first quarter. Does being on the outside versus the inside kind of make him a different receiver?
Harry is our inside guy, you know, and he can go outside and do some things for us. But Harry is one of those guys that's that little guy that can get inside and work. Got a lot of grass, a lot of area to work in, and his quickness is the thing that helps him become better and get better every day and let him do the things he can do inside. He can go outside and make some plays, but he's really, really good inside. But when you sit down and say Harry had that big play or that big catch, I'll tell him that wasn't a big catch. You know what I mean? He caught it. It was a nice play, but he should have scored a touchdown. You know what I mean? I tell him, you know, we can go down to 7-Eleven and get a guy to do what he did, catch and run out of bounds. So, you know, you guys look at it different. We have fun with it. But he's actually our best inside guy because he can get inside, work quick, got a lot of agility, and he got good hands. And he's tough, so he's not afraid to go in there and work. So he did pretty good the other night, too.